Unsolved Mysteries. Out of deference to people who may still be living, character names in some of these true unsolved mysteries have been changed. I could a tale unfold whose lightest word would harrow up thy soul, freeze thy young blood, make thy two eyes like stars start from their spheres, thy knotted and combined locks to part and each particular hair stand on end. So spoke the ghost of Hamlet's father. But the words might well have been applied to the horror of Bene Debele. The heart of darkest Africa, a tiny nameless village not far from Bene Debele. The village but a small clearing fighting off the ever engulfing jungle. The jungle, dark, mysterious, full of fearful sounds and fuller yet of fearsome shadows. Overhead, the sky is lost beyond the locked and twisted branches of tall trees, and below, the black of night is pierced by the kill call of the lion, the sharp hysterical laugh of the hyena, the shuddering whimpering of a group of natives shivering about the campfire. Three white men, their rifles across their knees, stare out into the surrounding blackness.
If you want to know what I think you fellas are batty. You've been out here too long. You've let a lot of native gossip get under your hide.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. I haven't seen this thing.
The natives who have seen it say it's a black leopard. I've only seen its tracks. And they're enormous. Bigger than any lion spoor I've ever seen. I set a trap for the brute last night. It didn't go off. And this morning, I went to take a look at it. It had been set off by hand.
One of the natives probably set it off.
Do you think any one of the natives would come out here after dark with almost a dozen of their brothers lying back there mangled so that you can't tell they were ever human beings? Not on your life.
Irrespective of what it is, we've got to kill it. Or the natives will pack up and leave the village. You can't convince them that it is Nonakapa, the witch doctor.
But it's so silly. The idea that just because they expelled the witch doctor, that he should turn himself into a black leopard and come back to kill them one by one. Why, it's silly.
Maybe it is silly. But look at it from their standpoint. Old Nakapa, who's 70 if he's a day, wants to marry the village belle. Casts a spell on her. In a week, she's dead.
Jack will say that's coincidence.
Yes. Because he hasn't been out here as long as we have. In any case, the villagers drive old Nakapa out of the village. He curses them and the village and tells them that he'll return in the form of a wild beast and kill them one by one.
And the next night, one of them is mauled by a black panther.
And the night after that, and after that, and after that, till 10 of them have been killed. Laugh that off, will you?
Coincidence.
Listen. I'm willing to accept one or two as coincidence, but 10? Well, that's different.
Why not 10? If the brute's got a taste for human flesh, why not the whole village? If he's a man-eating panther.
There's a subtle distinction between a panther and a leopard. Leopards are not man-eaters.
And why only the men? since even a wild animal knows that the women are easier to get.
Ah, you're jittery, that's all. What's that?
You're not jittery, are you? Well, that's probably a wild parrot.
That's a parrot? Rot.
Then you name it. Go on. You've heard it twice. Name it.
Well, I can't. I never heard anything like it.
Buona. Buona.
Yes, Mitchie?
He come. That Nakapa. You hear him? Nakapa give witch doctor call of death.
Now, that scream we heard was the witch doctor?
You heard what Mitchie said.
Come on, time for getting away from the fire.
Yes, Mitchie.
Yes, Buona.
Well, boy, who afraid? Follow me. Lie quiet by fire. No move, no speak. Only lie quiet.
Yes, Buona. Me tell him, number one.
All right, fellows, follow me. We'll get on to the trail.
Forcing their way through the dense underbrush, the three white men, followed closely by their gun bearers, worked their way to the animal trail. The jungle has become strangely still at the horrifying shrieks of the witch doctor, almost as though brute beasts though they were, they voiced silent disapproval of anything so brutish. The party pushes on, their general direction toward Bene Debele. Suddenly, holding up his hand for silence, Frank stops. Then points to a yawning black hole in the already black jungle. A pair of gleaming eyes, a streak of glistening white below, the foam-flecked jaws of a maddened animal.
Take careful aim. You, Bill, after me, and you, Jack, take the brute if he leaps to the right.
Right, okay. Again. It's gone. And I know I...
So did I. Come on, let's hurry.
Look here. The tracks.
Coming here quick.
What is it?
We did hit it. Look.
Somebody's shot took effect. Why, that shot part of its jaw away.
Buona! Buona!
Come on. It's at the village.
Even the beasts know there's something not quite right.
Beats me how the brute can run at all. It must be more than half dead. If it gets into the compound, we'll have no difficulty finding it.
We'll be at the compound in a moment.
Buona.
Yes, Nitchie.
Here, Buona. Here is train again.
My gosh, he's right. Look, headed this way.
What on earth does a half-dead animal want to come this way for? It has to cross the whole length of the compound before it can reach jungle again.
Take it easy now, fellas. We're at the end of the trail.
Bleeding pretty badly now. The spore's soaking.
All right. I'll go first. And no foolhardiness. No hasty shooting.
Frank, look. The trail leads right to your bungalow.
I know it. Stand back. I'm going first.
Went into the living room. Look out when you go through the opening.
This is the...
Jack stops dead. His eyes start from his head. The bloody paw marks cross the bare wood floor and end before a huge oak chest. He points and stutters.
But it isn't here.
Yes, it is. Got your .45 ready, Bill?
Yes.
Stand on the left side of the chest. You, Jack, in front. I'll open it.
On tiptoe and in silence, the three men take their places. The native boys crouch in the open doorway. Taking his .45 in his left hand, Frank slowly opens the heavy lid of the chest. A gasp of horror escapes them. Incredulously, Jack leans farther forward and stares into the chest. Sprawled like some nightmarish monster, half his jaw shot away, lies Nakapa, the witch doctor. The horror of Bene Debele. Dead. In just a moment, you will hear a solution to the mystery of the horror of Bene Debele. Ladies and gentlemen, inasmuch as any solution must of necessity be supposition, liberties of time, place, and character have been taken with the solution for which you have been waiting. The scene is Frank Hilton's bungalow 1 hour later. The natives have disposed of the horror, and the three white men are seated at the table while Nietzsche, the native boy, serves them something to steady their nerves.
Well, Jack, what have you to say now?
Nothing. I want to forget it.
You won't. Not as long as you live.
But it's impossible. I expect to wake up any minute and find it's all a nightmare.
Yes, and every time you think of it, you'll do the same thing.
In spite of the fact that I was here, I still don't believe...
Oh, it's true, all right. This isn't my first experience with one of the things. No, and not Bill's either. You'll get used to it if you'll live here long enough.
Not me. I'll take my chances elsewhere. What would you call it?
Never mind what I call it. Science calls it lycanthropy.
Science? Does science recognize what we just saw?
Yes. Lycanthropy is, first in folklore, the liability of a person to turn into an animal, and secondly, in pathology, the belief of a person that he or she is some sort of an animal.
Sort of insanity?
Yes. The idea is this, that the person who, through mental maladjustment, begins to think like an animal will, when removed from the company of human beings, actually turn into an animal.
But it's impossible. Humanly impossible. Biologically impossible.
Yeah. Take a look at this.
The Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yes, I had it copied.
As a pathological state, it is characterized by the patient's belief that he has been metamorphosed into an animal and is often accompanied by craving for strange articles of food, including the flesh of human beings or corpses. But when he leaves the neighborhood of a man, real metamorphosis may be asserted.
Pleasant sort of idea, isn't it?
It's ghastly.
The common name is werewolves, but wolves are by no means the only animal. The Britannica states further, in Java, we meet with the were-tiger. In South America, the were-jaguar. In Abyssinia, generally a woman, and in the form of hyena or leopard.
And this is the world in which we live.
Yes. Shakespeare expressed it admirably when he wrote, there are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamed of in our philosophy.